What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and welcome to another edition of Chris Weir Answers. And today, I answer the question, has social media channels replaced websites? Social media evangelists would love for you to think that social media channels have replaced the websites. Because social media channels is, well, that's all they know. So they would love for you to be using them for that. And it takes a lot more ongoing maintenance. So you would be spending a whole lot more money that way. But they've been trying to do this for many years. In fact, it's been one of my great frustrations and disappointments in advertising. And probably one of the biggest reasons I have started the Chris Weir Experience and started pushing my personal brand as I have, because I'm just so frustrated and disappointed with all of these people that are out there that are spewing this crap. And I'm not necessarily disappointed because they're untrained and unprofessional. They are. But that's not necessarily why. It's that they're trying to convince you that they are trained and unprofessional. And the fact is, they have no understanding of brand management. They don't have a clue that social media is a small piece of a much bigger puzzle. So they try to take, especially startups and small businesses, they try to take all of your advertising budget for this one area of marketing, which is a huge mistake. You never put all your eggs in one basket. But these guys will pitch it till the cows come home, and they make it sound so convincing. They pull out all these colorful graphs and charts and statistics and all this kind of mess. And all the statistics are generally skewed. They're never completely upfront and honest. The problem is these guys are not practitioners. They're not operations people. They've never run a business. They're out chasing the newest thing. That's why you see so many social media companies closing today. Thank goodness. It's not nearly as bad as it was, you know, 5-10 years ago. They're still there and they're still annoying, but not nearly as bad. But the reason is they're all out chasing the new thing. Now they're on cryptocurrency or VR or AR or something. You know, now they're just moving on to the next thing. So you really have to watch out for these folks. They're the ones that are preaching the sermon of social media instead of website. They're the ones preaching that. And like most things that come out of their mouths, they are wrong. Social media is a great entryway today. And it's a good way to be introduced to your audience, for your audience to be introduced to you, for you to start a conversation with them. Social media is incredibly relevant. But social media channels come and go. I mean, anybody that is over the age of, I don't know, let's say 35, you know what MySpace is. But for some of you new folks coming into the industry, you've never even heard of MySpace. You don't even know what it is. And those of us that know MySpace know that if you didn't have a MySpace page, you were nobody, right? And now MySpace has just disappeared. It's completely irrelevant. And don't be fooled. That's what's going to happen to other social channels as well. There is nothing in human history where humans have been able to keep an interest on something and it not evolve. Everything in human history has evolved, and so will social media channels. And if you rely on that social media channel solely to be your the bearer of your narrative, let me put it another way, right? You do not own Facebook. You don't own Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn. You don't own these channels, which means you can't control anything about them, right? They can change the layout anytime they want to. In fact, they have multiple times, and it's usually incredibly frustrating, and it changes the design that you don't want, and you don't want it to be laid out like that, and then you just have to deal with it. Right? So you can't control the layout. You can't control what sections they make available. They could pull away your bio section tomorrow, just like that. They could pull it away. And then now what you're trying to share with everybody about why you do what you do is gone, right? They could change the rules. At any time, any of these social media channels could stand up and say, since you're a business, we are now requiring all businesses to buy ads on our platform to be able to use the platform. Now look, don't take this little snippet and try to put it together thinking that I'm demonizing social media, because I'm not. Social media companies are not doing that. They are not requiring anybody to buy ads to be a part of it. So I'm not saying that, but they could. And if you watch me for any amount of time, you'll see that I am promoting the use of social media. I'm encouraging you to use social media, but don't put all your eggs into one basket, right? You need to be smart about what you're doing as far as delivering how, let me say not what, but how you are delivering your narrative. Whether you're using your website as a digital brochure that just has a few pages, 5-6 pages on it or whatever, just with simple information, or it's a full-fledged e-commerce site that you sell products on, you need to have the website. And my last note that I want to make on this topic is, I think one of the reasons people are trying to go towards social media, or at least one of the pitches that these social media companies are trying to share, is social media, for the most part, unless you advertise, but social media for the most part is free. You don't have to pay for social media. Well, so they pitch, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 websites. And what's been frustrating through the years is honestly, you know, I did my first website in 1996 and I built it in pure HTML. I've been building websites for 23 years. Oh my God, that made me feel old. I've been building websites for a while now, folks. I've seen a lot of changes over the past, you know, couple decades. And one of the things that always surprises me are those companies who end up paying $10,000 and $15,000 and $20,000 for a website. Now look at the website and it's absolute mess. It's not even remotely close to being worth that. I mean, look, even with, you know, a shameless plug here for 2 Second Media, you can get a website with us, starting for under $1,000. I mean, let me put that into perspective, right? So if you think about that, right? Now, that's not to say that at startup, the very beginning, you're even able to pay that kind of money. If not, look, there are a lot of free versions that are out there. There are a lot of these little CMS softwares that are out there that are free. So you can put something together pretty quickly and have it. And then when the budget allows, go and do it. But don't say, oh my God, it's going to be a $10,000 investment for a website. That's not the case. That is not how much websites cost. Some people charge that much. And yes, you can find them who do it that much. If you want to pay that much, have at it. But if you don't want to pay that much, if you don't have that kind of budget, there's plenty of options available to you that you can actually create a website, and you don't have to solely rely on just a volatile social media market, basically is what that is. The channels are within the social media market, and it is such a volatile market. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. Instagram could be bought tomorrow, and its whole advantage is gone. And if your entire delivery of narrative has been put only on that, you have to start back at square one and start over completely, where with your website, you own that. That's yours. The only time that changes is if you want it to change.